There's a health epidemic in the U.S. with increasing levels of obesity, diabetes, and metabolic syndrome. Many think sugar is at least partially to blame, but few studies have looked at the long-term effects of eating sugar at low doses, says Wayne Potts.
People have been working on it a lot, but the primary studies just add fructose to the diet of animals, and to make it easy to see an effect, they add very large quantities of fructose, so they're up in the 40, 50, 60% of diet is in fructose, and they get an effect.
But Potts, a professor in the Department of Biology at the University of Utah, says this is way more sugar than anyone eats in the real world. To look at a more realistic scenario, he and researcher James Ruff did a study examining the effects on mice of a diet composed of only 25% added sugar, a 50-50 mix of fructose and glucose, the sugar component of high fructose corn syrup. They found even this lower level of sugar can be deadly.
We observed that females that were on the added sugar diet had twice the death rate, had twice the mortality as females that were on the control diet. Males did not have a mortality effect, but males on the added sugar diet had 25% fewer offspring than controls and dominated 25% fewer territories than control males.
A diet composed of 25% sugar is considered safe to humans by governmental regulatory agencies, says Potts.
About 20% of Americans are on this level of sugar intake or higher. It's equivalent to having a very excellent diet with no added sugar, but then three sodas a day, three 12-ounce sodas a day. And it's actually hard to get no added sugar in the rest of your diet if you eat any processed food.
One unique element of the study was that the research team used wild mice rather than lab mice and let them live in mouse barns so they could freely associate and compete for territory and mates.
These are, you know, large room size habitats where we try to emulate the mouse natural environment.
But before being placed in these barns, the mice were separated into two groups just after being removed from their mother's care. The test group was fed a normal healthy chow with added sugar for 6.5 months, while the control group was fed the same chow but with added cornstarch instead of sugar. Once they were put into the enclosure together for an additional 8 months, all animals were fed the high sugar diet.
You know, what we're really measuring is the difference between that pre-exposure period, that growth and development period where these mice were on the added sugar diet and the other mice were on the more protective control diet.
Even though the mice were only exposed to different sugar levels through their early youth, the long-term effects were profound, says Ruff. He adds that doing this type of study would be difficult in humans.
This study is equivalent to kind of 75 years of human life, right? This is lifetime exposure, lifetime performance data. So just one really important aspect of doing this work in rodents, especially in kind of the natural context we've done, is we can get that lifelong data, but without taking 75 years to get it.
Ruff says they don't know why the sugar-fed females are dying and the males are failing to reproduce at normal levels. They did assays to test the mice before they went into the barns and found only minor differences.
We saw no difference in body weight. We saw no difference in fasting insulin or fasting glucose or fasting triglyceride. We had a slight elevation in the sugar-fed animals in terms of total cholesterol. And then female mice who were on the added sugar diet had slightly slower rates of glucose clearance. But of the two things that we got positive findings for, the effect size was relatively minor.
And even these small differences went away after the animals were put into the enclosures with their non-sugar-fed peers. Ruff says the study suggests there may be unknown mechanisms responsible for the decline in health of the sugar-fed animals. The big question remains, does this study have implications for us? Potts says 60 to 80% of things that are toxic for mice are also toxic to humans.
If a substance poisons a mouse, do you want it in your body? At least before we figure out all the details. And so I think that's kind of where we're at right now.
Potts and Ruff say they hope this study spurs further research that will eventually help us understand how sugar harms mice and possibly humans. For KCBW and Explore Utah Science, I'm Kim Shusky.